Isaiah chapter 22. The vision concerning the valley of vision. What ails you now, that you have completely gone up to the housetops? You who are full of noise, a tumultuous city, a joyous city, your men who are killed are not killed with the sword, nor die in battle. All your rulers have fled together, they are bound by the archers, all who are found in you are bound together, who have fled from far. Therefore I said, look away from me. I will weep bitterly, do not labor to comfort me, because of the spoiling of the daughter of my people. Because it is a day of trouble, and of treading down, and of perplexity by the Lord God, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls, and of crying to the mountains. And Elam carried the quiver of arrows, with chariots of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. And it will come to pass, that your choicest valleys will be full of chariots, and the horsemen will set themselves in array at the gate. And he discovered the covering of Judah, and you looked in that day to the armor of the house of the forest. You have seen also the breaches of the city of David, that they are many, and you gathered together the waters of the lower pool. And you have numbered the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses you have broken down to fortify the wall. You made also a ditch between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but you have not looked to its maker, neither had respect towards him who fashioned it long ago. And in that day the Lord God, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, called to weeping, and to mourning, and to baldness, and to clothing with sackcloth. And indeed joy and gladness, killing oxen, and killing sheep, eating flesh, and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink. Because tomorrow we will die. And it was revealed in my ears by the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Surely this sin will not be purged from you until you die, says the Lord God, Jehovah, of hosts. Armies, multitudes. This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Go, to this treasurer, even to Shebna, who is over the house, temple. And say, what have you here? And whom have you here, that you have cut out for yourself a tomb here, as he who cuts out for himself a tomb on high, and who carves a house for himself in a rock? Indeed, the Lord, Jehovah, will carry you away with a mighty captivity, and will surely cover you. He will surely violently turn and toss you like a ball into a large country. There you will die, and there the chariots of your glory will be the shame of your master's house. And I will drive you from your station, and from your state he will pull you down. And it will come to pass in that day, that I will call my servant Eliakim the son of Hilkiah. And I will clothe him with your robe, and strengthen him with your belt, and I will commit your government into his hand. And he will be a father to those who live in Jerusalem, and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David the first will lay upon his shoulder, so he will open, and none will shut. And he will shut, and none will open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he will be for a glorious throne to his father's house. And they will hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups, even to all the vessels of flagons. In that day, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the nail that is fastened in the sure place will be removed, and be cut down, and fall, and the burden that was upon it will be cut off. Because the Lord, Jehovah, has spoken it.